Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack and Tom, 1320 WILS, 905 here in Greater Lansing. Dave Benson along with myself, yours truly. Jack Eblings in State College will be joining us at 10:50 on the Jack and Tom Show to get us his insight, last second insight on Michigan State, Penn State. But now we're going to go out to the phones right now. One of my favorite phone guests on the Jack and Tom Show, the publisher, editor of The Wolverine, John Borton, en route to Columbus, Ohio. How are you doing this morning, John?
Doing great, Tom, and as you said, just crossing into the northern suburbs of Columbus, so we're getting close.
Oh, that glorious town. I'll tell you what, I'm going to say right now, I've been to the Horseshoe as a Michigan fan three times, and it's a god-awful experience because you can't not get yourself not to wear maize and blue. You're not going to let those people tell you what to wear, not what to wear. You might not act like a fool, but at least you're nice and protected in that press box today, John, so you don't have to worry about being hassled.
I have never been spit upon in the press box, so yeah, there's absolutely a leg up there.
Yeah, that's great. So what are you expecting today? I mean, realistically, obviously in your fine publication and website that I'm a big connoisseur of, you look at things, you know, obviously from a Michigan perspective, but you take things and you know, dissect things and, you know, not just drink the Kool-Aid totally on the whole deal, but what do you think is going to happen today? What's going to have to happen, obviously, to Michigan to win, and will it happen?
Well, our entire staff picked the Buckeyes to win this one. It's just a situation where you have to look at it realistically. You've got the Big Ten's best defense in every fashion, scoring, rushing, passing, total defense, against an offense that has, for all its fireworks on the year as a whole, for Michigan, has at times gone up against tougher defenses and more physical ones and really had some struggles, like last week against Wisconsin when they fell behind 24-0. And then on the flip side of it, Michigan just has not played defense all year. It's they're struggling, and you've got an Ohio State offense that is very capable, with Terrell Pryor being able to make things out of nothing at times. When things break down, he'll just take off and run. And I just think that for Michigan to compete and win in this game, a lot of things have to go just right. Michigan's offense can't make the mistakes it's made early, and Ohio State has to help out a little bit. They're pretty disinclined to do that under Jim Tressel. They play relatively mistake-free football a lot of times, and he'll do just enough to win. And the way he saw Wisconsin pound Michigan on the ground last week, I'm thinking he might stick to the same script.
John, this is Dave, talking about that kind of stuff and how Terrell Pryor, if things break down, if coverage is solid, he can just run with it. If you're Greg Robinson, do you honestly take a good look at possibly just bringing the house on every single play, knowing that Terrell Pryor, if there's one weakness that he has, it's that he's not very good at going through his progressions and making hot reads and things like that. Do you consider going with a Philadelphia Eagles style of defense where you just go for it on every play?
I would not on every play, because then then they know it's coming. But I would say a much, much higher percentage of plays than Michigan has done it this year. First of all, you stack the run and you make the guy beat you with his arm, and if he does, more power to him. But don't just get beaten to death and bled to death on the ground. And sure, bring some heat. It was encouraging last week momentarily when Jordan Kovacs came through and had a big sack on third down, but we didn't see as much of it, and Wisconsin adjusted somewhat to it. But Michigan has got to put pressure on. They've got to overcommit to stop the run. And if Terrell Pryor beats him through the air, oh, well, you don't want to look at it that way. But as far as Michigan's concerned, they can't just sit there and be beaten to death through the ground game.
John Borton of the Wolverine, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. And John, I could chime in here and talk about what needs to get done, what what they have to avoid, but in my opinion, it's just not going to happen. I mean, Ohio State's going to toy around with Michigan Day, as much as it hurts me to say that. So I'd like to kind of move over to another issue on it, is the pulse of the program itself. And we had John Kolizar on last week on Jack and Tom, and you know, John's very eloquent speaker, the former Wolverine wide receiver, all of them, you know him very well, and doesn't want to say anything negative about the program, and Rich Rodriguez doesn't, you know, just avoids those issues of where should the program go at this time. But I saw an interesting article that your colleague Michael Spath had with Ron Simpkins, and I'm trying to read between the lines. It sounds like to me the former Michigan All-American linebacker, you know, along with some other attitudes of some other players, not really happy where the program is right now and how much of a microscope and pressure is going to be on the program today, specifically Rich Rodriguez, if things go south real quick.
Well, there's a great deal of focus and pressure and a laser focus on the program right now. And if you're an alum, some might have spoken up a little bit. I kind of like what Jim Mandich had to say. He said, you know, I committed to this program 40 years ago, and I've never been unfaithful. We keep everything in-house.
Right.
Some are a little more disinclined to do that right now because it is to the point where there are a lot of people that are very dissatisfied. And, you know, with the record that Michigan has put up over the course of 3 years, they would be dissatisfied if it was Bo Schembechler. Anybody that honestly has struggled this much, and they would certainly point to progress year to year to year in record. But in the big picture, there are a lot of people that have worn that uniform that just want it to be better, more solid.
And John,
the kind of defense that Michigan can play.
And John, I understand that point of view from a Michigan fan, from a Michigan alumnus, from Michigan players. But when you really take a step back and look at it, Michigan is in rebuilding mode, obviously. And when a usual college football team is in rebuilding mode, the first step is winning the games you should win. So considering that Michigan this year has won the games it should win, and they're hanging in games for the most part in games against teams that they're overmatched against, in your opinion, would you consider this a step, although probably definitely a small one, in the right direction?
Oh, sure. There's no doubt that it is at least a small step in the right direction in terms of the overall, because you've seen that offense progress from a real struggle to one that, wait a minute now, this is really this is fun to watch at times and is very potent and can move the football against anybody. At the same time, you're looking at three in a row historically bad defenses, and what do you do with that? You know, we keep hearing if they only had a mediocre defense, they could really have something. But while you're seeing that and seeing Michigan unable to stop people, seeing wins that are 67-65 and losses like last week where everybody in the building knew that Wisconsin was going to run the ball, that gets very frustrating for people. And I think that's the general feeling. Yes, they look better than they have, but where is this thing going?
John Borton, the Wolverine, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. Yeah, and to that point, John, you know, when you look at, you know, against, yeah, they're doing better, they're beating the teams they're supposed to win. But when that offense was going against a legitimate defense, and I'm talking about Michigan State, I'm talking about Iowa, and talk about Wisconsin, they made mistakes. You know, they did not get it done. And then even up at Happy Valley, a game that I thought was a very winnable game, I thought going into this season they had a shot at winning that game, particularly coming off of the losses. I thought they'd right the ship. They had the bye week. That one maybe disappointed me more than anything in terms of an execution standpoint.
Now, the Penn State game was a tipping point, I think, for some folks, and it was just hard to understand because I don't think that Penn State plays well at home, and I think they'll give Michigan State all they can handle today. But it was just certainly a game going in. It looked like, okay, they should win this game, and it didn't happen, and it didn't for that defense to let a rookie walk-on quarterback kind of run wild was not a good sign. I just think that Michigan State game, I disagree with people that say that they just absolutely got manhandled. It was a game where you're right in it if Denard makes a couple of throws, and he's the first-year starting quarterback, and he, you know, chucks it to the Spartans twice in the end zone. Can't do that. At the same time, I think they have made mistakes against the better defenses, against the more physical defenses. So, I would agree with the assessment that says you have to question them taking the next step. But at the same time, I think this offense has shown certainly the ability to move it against anybody, and I would think that in the future, if Denard remains in that role, he'll make more of those plays.
We're talking to John Borton of the Wolverine. John, so we keep touching on the defense. We basically keep coming back to it every single question and answer. What do they have coming in that shows any signs? Do they have any redshirted players right now that could be promising next year? Do they have any recruits? What's the outlook?
Well, I mean, they're focusing on bringing some people in, but, you know, you can't just keep thinking in that mode and what freshman is going to save us, because it doesn't work that way. Really, their hopes center more on the guys that have played this year, your Courtney Avery's and Carvin Johnson's in the defensive backfield that are really going through the ringer as true freshmen, but getting that experience and learning the hard way. And the Jabril Black up front has gotten playing time. He looks good. It's just a matter of these guys have to grow up a little bit. And then there's, I get yet to be proven is the fact of whether or not the 3-3-5 can really succeed to the extent it needs to against the power teams in the Big Ten. And there are a lot of people that question that. So I think it's a matter of, okay, is the scheme right for this Big Ten and the players they have on hand now that have really gone through the ringer this season? Can they take a step up and use the experience from this year to move on and just be more solid as a unit?
John Borton, the Wolverine, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. And John, a couple quick things before we let you go. Obviously, you touched on the passing of Rob Lytle, one of my heroes. I was in school when Rob Lytle played at the University of Michigan. Just absolutely shocked. The former All-American running back passed away at the age of 56. I mean, there had to be a lot of other shocked people in the Michigan football family on that one.
Oh, no question. No question about it. At age 56, you don't expect that to happen, certainly. And I sit down with Jerry Hanlon, Michigan's offensive line coach for all those years under Bo Schembechler, and he was stunned as well. Having coached this kid, he talked about him as someone that was just the most unselfish and yet confident, not cocky type of team individual. Yeah, man after man, Rick Leach and all these other guys that played with him, just lauded him as the epitome of sort of the dedicated, unselfish Michigan man that you want. Sort of the best example. If you're going to want to point to somebody and say, here's what we are and here's what we want, you pointed to Rob Lytle.
And then quick one-answer questions on these one, John. And we're talking to John Borton of the Wolverine. Percentage chance Rich Rodriguez is the coach of the University of Michigan next year?
I'm just going to say 50 right now because that's still in the hands of David Brandon.
Okay. And then how do you get the Wolverine as a Christmas gift, which I think is the greatest Christmas gift you can stick in the stocking as far as a notification that you're going to get that fine publication?
Well, that's an easy one. You just call up 800-421-7751 and say you want the Wolverine, and they'll hook you right up. You can always jump on thewolverine.com and look into subscribing there as well.
Okay, John. Well, safe travels. You're probably almost there at the horseshoe there, and be safe, and hopefully something positive will come out of today's game at Michigan-Ohio State.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay. That was John Borton, publisher, editor of The Wolverine. We're going to step away, come back. We're going to have open lines here. Get your input on today's game, Michigan State, Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State, on the Jack and Tom Show at 1320 WILS.